This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden called into campaign headquarters that used to be his a day after he announced he would drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Biden on Monday urged staffers to embrace his vice president, Kamala Harris.
The mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
Biden is isolating with COVID-19 at his state of Delaware home. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country a day after Biden exited this year's presidential race, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made her first public remarks on Monday after President Joe Biden announced he'd dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed her as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Harris did not directly address her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president, but virtually all the prominent Democrats who had been seen as potential challengers to Harris have lined up behind her. They include Governors Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Gavin Newsom of California, and Andy Beshear of Kentucky. On Monday, Harris also won the support of influential former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who played a leading role in persuading Biden to end his campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday rejected bipartisan calls to resign for security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to wound Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as she angered lawmakers by refusing to provide details about the incident. The Oversight Committee's Republican chair called on Cheadle, and others did as well, to step down. This is VOA News. The Israeli military on Monday ordered the evacuation of part of a crowded area in Gaza. It is designated a humanitarian zone. The military says U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants have embedded themselves in the area, and civilians should evacuate the zone's eastern part. The announcement came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was traveling to the United States to meet with President Joe Biden and address Congress to make his case for the nine-month war against Hamas while ceasefire negotiations continue. A Russia court on Monday confirmed it convicted another American journalist days after the conviction of Wall Street Journalist reporter Evan Gershkovich. A Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty editor was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison in a closed-door trial. Jessica Jarit has the story for VOA News.
In a closed-door trial Friday, Alsu Kermasheva received a 6.5-year sentence for spreading what the Kremlin says is false information about the Russian army. The verdict appears linked to a book Kermasheva helped edit about Russians opposed to the war in Ukraine. It is unclear if other charges are still pending against the journalist for VOA sister network Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, including failing to register as a so-called foreign agent. RFERL President Stephen Capus called the trial a, quote, mockery of justice. Media groups are condemning Russia's actions. Jessica Jarit, VOA News.
The fallout from a massive IT outage continues as businesses work to get their online systems back up and running after an infected software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike wreaked havoc across the globe. VOA's Tina Trin reports.
How did a global IT outage of this scale happen in the first place? Vahid Bezadan, a computer science professor at the University of New Haven, says failures in quality control testing likely fueled the chaotic domino effect that followed the update.
Typically, when a new software patch or a software update comes in, at least in critical infrastructure, it's the policy of the IT department or the IT staff to first test out the update on an isolated machine. If everything goes according to the plan, they roll it out to other machines.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
American rapper Snoop Dogg will be among the carriers of the Olympic flame on Friday as it makes its final rounds before the Paris Games opening ceremony. He will carry it through an ethnically diverse northern Paris suburb that's home to the Olympic Stadium and Aquatic Center, the town's mayor told AFP on Monday. The 52-year-old Snoop Dogg was born in Greater Los Angeles, which will host the next Games in 2028. I'm Joe Ramsey. VO.